It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your Miracle Mentor, your Mentor of Light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this podcast. Before we begin, and we're going to be talking today about 12 toxic, I mean, these are just nasty, bad thoughts that will destroy your personal power. They'll destroy your attraction action. They will destroy your ability to achieve the success you desire. So if you have any of these 12 toxic thoughts, you need to eradicate them immediately. We're going to go through that, but first want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to our podcast. We really appreciate your subscription. And the way we show our appreciation is by giving you a quality, uplifting podcast on the law of attraction and personal empowerment and success each and every day. I mean, it's motivating for us to reach you with an empowering message. So be sure and subscribe. Secondly, thank you so much for sharing us on Facebook or Twitter. When you share the podcast on Facebook or Twitter, you help us reach more people. And that's our goal, to reach as many people as we possibly can with an uplifting, empowering message. And we're not talking fluff here. We're not just simply talking about clouds in the sky and little cupids and vibrations. We're talking about how to make your life better in each and every way. So thank you so much. Okay, let's get on with this. The number one thing on my list that I think that you need to eradicate is comparing yourself with others. This is toxic, number one. Because when you compare yourself with others, that energy now is putting you in a position of either feeling superior, which you're not, or feeling inferior, which you're not either. You're neither inferior or superior. You're just another human being on this planet looking to have love, abundance, prosperity, and health. Okay? So stop comparing yourself with others. Just don't do that. When you find yourself going there, say, hey, and by the way, if somebody wins a lot of money or gets, you know, a promotion at work or buys a new house, don't compare yourself. Congratulate and absolutely feel excited for them, because that's positive energy and that permeates your life as well. Toxic thought number two is trusting no one. Look, no man, as they say, is an island unto himself. That includes you women as well. That includes everybody. It's not about my way or your way. It's about our way. It's about creating partnerships and synergy. Synergy is the key. Synergy says that the whole of what you are creating is greater than the parts. Okay, if that makes sense. In other words, my wife and I have synergy. We are creating together. Now, she has her talents and her skills and her empowerments. I have my talents, my skills, my empowerments. When we put them together, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 = 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 100. We've created a whole new dynamic. It's not codependence, it's synergy. It's two gears working together. If you really want to study this whole concept of synergy, you need to get The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. It is one of the books I keep in my library underlined, and I read it all the time. Number 3, worrying about what others think. Who gives a damn? Really? Do you? Why? Why is your personal power based on somebody else's opinion of you? Move beyond that limiting belief. It is destroying your ability to attract the life you want. Allowing problems, or challenges as I like to call them, to overwhelm you. Nothing needs to overwhelm you. Some problems or challenges need to be taken one little chunk at a time. Others can be swallowed in one bite, but none of the problems, none of the challenges will get better if you do not take action now. Number 5, thinking you have control. You don't have control. You are a co-creator of your reality. And to that end, you can create the kind of lifestyle, the kind of energy you want. But it's not about control. It's about traveling. It's about traveling in a direction. Get rid of this control thing where you got to control everybody and everything. It doesn't work. Not believing in yourself. That's a big toxic thought, because no matter what you want to challenge, what you want to do, you need to believe in yourself. Stop the car right now. Pull over to the side of the road. And say these words: I believe in myself completely, and today I will prove it. Do you see what I put at the end of it? Do you see what I put at the end? I said, I believe in myself completely, and today... And today, I made it a now statement. Today, I will prove it. I'm going to prove why I believe in myself by taking an action today. Maybe it's an action I've put off for a long time because I'm fearful of failure, or I'm fearful what other people will think, or I don't believe it will work, even though I'd like it to work. Okay, you can get your car going again, or wherever you're at. Hope we didn't wake you up. Okay. Letting negativity rule. Negativity is a habit, and so is positivity. Being a positive, uplifting, energized individual is a habit. It's something you work at every day, and so is being negative. Being negative becomes a habit. And once it gets its claws into you, it's very, very difficult to remove. So you want to take control of your emotional state as soon as you possibly can. Dwelling on the past. You know, there's some positive memories. There's some good memories. And there's some lessons to be learned from the past. But dwelling on what you've lost or what you had doesn't work. Doesn't work. Doesn't take you where you want to go. You're driving the car in reverse. Okay? Number 9, feeling conflicted about struggle. You know, you can say life is a struggle, or you can say life is a bowl of cherries with pits in it, or you can say life is just a lot of fun and I'm enjoying it. Whatever you say is what you will begin to live, and what you live is what you attract more of. Do you see the cycle? It comes down to beliefs again, doesn't it? It always does. Number 10, not giving yourself a break. Come on, turn off the computer. Turn off the podcast after it's over and give yourself a break. Okay? You deserve a minimum of 10 minutes every hour. That's 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes every hour where you focus on breath, where you close your eyes, where you focus on recalibrating, where you focus on your goals, and you just turn everything off, and then you go at it again. I had a friend of mine who was the head of psychology, the dean of psychology at a major university. He also ran a full-time practice. And people said, how can you do this? You must be working 80 hours a week. And he said, no, closer to about 70, 75. And they said, how do you maintain this? How do you do this all the time? He said, 10 minutes of every hour I spend with the lights off, readjusting myself, refocusing myself, meditating in a state of what we would call self-hypnosis. Number 11, are you dwelling on what is not working, what is not happening, what is not coming together? Focus on what is coming together. Become a co-creator. Don't focus on what isn't working. I get this all the time with people who are working to save their relationship. They'll say, you know, he hasn't called me yet. He hasn't called me yet. And there's a truth to the old saying, a watch pot never boils. Scientifically, it doesn't make sense. But when you choke the energy by wondering when things are going to happen, when things are going to happen, when things are going to happen, instead of going about your life and just allowing them to happen, doesn't that feel better? Of course it does. Well, the other one is feeling lost and kind of adrift. You know, the problem with our society is there's too many people with philosophy degrees, with theological degrees, with degrees that don't have any meat and potatoes to them. We need more carpenters and welders and people that can create ideas. And so we have a lot of people that feel very lost. We also have a whole generation of people who don't believe in hard work, that don't believe in work at all, period. And they'll sit in front of a store, a Whole Foods store, for 12 hours a day begging for money when they're perfectly, perfectly capable of working inside the Whole Foods store, you know? And when you feel lost like that, when you feel like you don't have a direction, your ship is going to sail every which way. And you know, you can do this. You can feel lost even if you have a job and a home and a family. You need to have a destination. You need to have that North Star that you're looking at and setting sail in the direction, using that North Star to guide you. It's not the clock that's important. It's the compass. Hey, we are out of time. I wish I could just do this all day, but you would get tired of it, and so would I. So we cut it down into about 15-minute segments every day, Monday through Friday. Be sure and subscribe. And by the way, thank you so much for sharing us on iTunes. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Claim it. Make it yours. Start it right now. Okay? It's free. Let's find out how to bring a miracle. You know, we're getting miracles all over the place. It seems like every day one of our clients is having something special happen in their life. It can happen in your life too. Thank you so much for listening. You have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
After 20 years of research and testing, and after live seminars all over the world, now available for the first time in print, the most powerful form of energy healing and manipulation in the world is available to non-initiates of the ancient mystery schools. This book is a must-have book for your metaphysical library. If you engage in energy work, Reiki, Theta, Pranya, or healing of any type, then you need this book. Get your copy of Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method by mystics, magicians and miracle mentors Robert Zink and Rachel Haas. Newly released to the public, this book contains 350 power-packed pages on how to change your reality, overall health and well-being through the use of energy, the mind and the law of attraction. Robert Zink is an 18th degree Grand Master in TRT, Reiki and Grand Founding Master of the Ruach Healing Method. Rachel Haas is a Reiki Master, Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach and an Adept Master Teacher of the Ruach Healing Method. Together, they have unveiled to you a book filled with over 45 diagrams and step-by-step instructions on magical energy healing that causes miraculous-like results. Learn how to apply the holy power of the Sacred Tree of Life to healing. Learn which angel to invoke to create almost instantaneous miracle healing. Learn how to empower your Reiki to the next level. Become certified in the Ruach Healing Method. Once you have read this book and begin applying what you learn, you will be amazed. This book is taking the healing community by storm. Get your copy now. Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method, is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. If you want to heal yourself and heal others, if you want vibratory power over energy, if you want to take your Law of Attraction skills to the next level, then you need to get Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method. Don't delay. Claim your copy today.